of each month, 10 to 11, has become a time that Kettle News Talk 1320 and 107.9 gets to talk about pets. Stacy from Your Pet Stop has joined us this morning, yourpetstopinc.com. And it's nice to have you here, but, you know, we were just talking about Canton. You came in from Canton this morning. I didn't know that they'd reopened the roads, but you were one of those that were affected. Who wasn't in Canton?
Right, Bill. I would say probably there is no one in our community that wasn't affected by the rains and the flooding water. It's been a long 24 hours for our community, and we're kind of just at a point now where we figure out a game plan and we go from there as a community.
Greg Belfridge, when he talked with some of the people this morning in his morning talk show, talked with Lincoln County, the people that are handling the water issues down there, and they're saying virtually as you just did, so many people affected, you can't go anyplace, you can't do anything. But you said you're not in a low area. You're in an area that has got a little height to it, and you still had 3 feet of water.
We do. You know, our basement took in quite a lot of water. You know, we were a little bit more fortunate than others. You know, we had a lot of people who were evacuated from their homes or apartments that were low level, who probably lost a lot more than us. Our basement, however, you know, we were part of a power outage for several hours. There was just not anything you could do but let it come in. You know, there was no light, no power. You know, we had fans going, wet vacced when we could, try to pump out as much water as you can. But the damage is still there and devastating. I know when I left this morning, our basement is still extremely wet. So I will go from here back to the basement and work vigorously all day trying to get some of that water out.
One of the beauties of living in a small town is that people rally together. You know, you, as bad as it was, it's not Pilgrim, Nebraska that was wiped off with the twin tornadoes down there.
That was terrible.
And you have a five-year-old and another death down there. But now Canton will come together. And that was your mood this morning. With a little tear, you were saying, but we live in Canton and we will work together to get through this.
We will. You know, that's one thing that's a blessing for a small community is, you know, it doesn't matter who has lost what or where we stand. We will all rally together. Those that have lost everything can count on people to bring in things they need, whether it be a hot meal, water, blankets, clothing. And those of us that have a mess and have a lot to clean up, you know, we're a community that'll get together and we will work really hard to help each other. And we will come back from this and we will come back as a stronger community than where we started. You know, one thing that is amazing last night is the amount of people that did come out during the storm and risk their well-being to check on our elderly, to check on people that were stranded, to get these folks home that had children at home that were scared and mom and dad were stuck out on the highway. You know, our police department, our fire crew, our water rescue, they were out there in vehicles, in boats. I mean, they were out all hours of the night bringing these people home and checking on the well-being. And that is, you know, that is a feeling as a community that you cannot put into words.
Well, you've put it into words very well this morning, Stacy, and our heart goes out to everybody that is in the situation you are. You don't expect when you're not at the low end of the village there. You know, we've seen people on television that were like, well, we're going to move to a higher ground. You're on a higher ground.
Yeah.
And you still went through it, but at least you had the sump pump.
Yeah.
That's a good sign, and obviously that seems to be a key area with insurers. Did you have a working sump pump? And this is one of those circumstances that's there. We're going to talk pets this morning, and 336-1320, 1-800-228-4435. And this might be a show that we talk a little bit about weather and pets, in addition to all the things that we're talking about. John Michaels, who is producing the show this morning, was talking to us about his pet really was keeping a close eye to him last night because something the pets have a nature that they can sense something is different.
Well, my dog is half beagle, and she's a little disappointed because she wanted to go outside and chase rabbits, but she'd get out the door and see the rain, and just you could just see the depression. They hide under the bed. Dogs are sensitive. There's anxiety there.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You know, animals, dogs, cats, both, something about thunder and that heavy rain really makes them uncomfortable, and they get that anxiety. And, you know, most of the time they're either hiding out or they're on your lap and they're not going anywhere. They're scared.
Stacy, from your Pet Stop, the Pet Stop number is 221-2748. If you want to go online, yourpetstopinc.com. That will help get you to it in that direction. And if you have comments this morning about your pets and how they reacted through this, or any of the stories that you have, which were much like Canton that was inundated with, we saw as much as 8, 9, 10 inches of rain. Is that, would you say every inch of that's about right?
I would definitely say 9 being the minimal, and you know, and it hit fast, so I had nowhere to go.
Well, let's get into the show. We're in the show, but you know, pets are about our life.
Yes.
And they are our life today, and we want to provide them some things, and we always ask you to pull together 5 things that are. Can you take us in that direction?
Yeah. You know, usually with my 5 things, sometimes I like to switch it up. We've been kind of getting into a lot of new products for your Pet Stop that we're excited about. And one of them that we actually have on our shelves at this moment is a new food called ProPak. I don't want people to get confused with ProPlan. This is ProPak, and it's actually comes from the same company as Earthborn Foods. You know, so we're pretty excited about it. I guess what gets me excited about it is it's a grain-free food across the board. What's unique about it is it comes in a beef formula. You don't see a lot of grain freeze with the beef formula. 28-pound bags, and it's probably the best price point for a grain-free food that you will find at this point. Phenomenal price point. Going to give you a frequent buyer program on it as well, so you get those 10 bags, and we're going to give you one free. You know, again, you know, it's new to us, so we enjoy our feedback from our customers coming in. We encourage people to come in, ask about it, give it a try. Let us know how it's working so, you know, we get that feedback and that information from you. All the flavors available, protein levels quite comparable to your Taste of the Wild, which is one of our most popular. So I think this food has the availability to really give Taste of the Wild a run for its money as well. We're just excited about it, and we really encourage people. You know, if you don't know about the ProPak or you're interested about it, give us a call or stop in, and we would love to give you that information.
Your website. What's included in the website? Do you have anything of the foods or any of the things that people really need to take from the show when they hear the podcast, or they actually say, I wonder what Stacy was talking about?
Yeah, you know, much of our products are on our website, along with tips for training, tips for allergies. Usually we got our events posted up on there. You know, usually pretty much anything we got going on, we try to get on there as quickly as we can and keep it as updated as we can. Our Facebook page, we're usually always running current events for people to go and look up and check out, since we know how many people like Facebook. You know, and of course, anything too, we'll always have up on our marquee. Or again, you know, if you're just curious and you want a quick answer, go ahead and give us a call. You know, 221-2738. You can reach us anytime. We're always there. We answer our own phones, and we always have that time to take with you to answer anything you need to know.
Stacy, your Pet Stop, 221-2748, the number for your Pet Stop. If you would like information, they can give you that individual care. The website, yourpetstopinc.com. So ProPak was number one. What's number two?
Yep, number two, we did bring in some new Kong toys and a few other Busy Buddy toys, but my favorite is still going to always be West Paw. You know, you keep your packaging. They have their address right on there. If you get any damage whatsoever, you send that damaged product in. You send that little piece of UPC, and they're going to guarantee either the toy one-time replacement or they're going to give you a full refund on the money.
Even in a flood?
Even in a flood.
Oh, we need to give them that address again.
However, Bill, these toys float, so we'd probably be able to locate them at some point in time. You know, and that's another great thing about them. We got a lot of people, they go out camping. These, you know, these are bright colored toys. They're going to be easy to find if you're out fetching. They're going to float if you're going to throw them in a lake or, you know, out into the river because your dog likes to swim. You know, all around a great toy. They have tug, you know, specifics for tugging. They have specifics for chew. You know, you can buy the toy that accommodates your dog. If he's a playful dog, you know, you can go ahead and get a tug toy. If you're like, hey, you know, my dog chews and destroys everything, you're going to get one with the tag that says for chewing. And then, you know, that toy should stand up. Out of all the Westpaw I've seen leave, you know, I've seen maybe less than five come back with damage. And I think that's amazing. So...
Stacy from your Pet Stop, and again, if you have questions this morning, particularly with all the flooding that we've had, all of the unusual weather conditions, if you've got a story about your pet going through any of these storms or have any questions about the topic that we're discussing, 336-1320 or 1-800-228-4435. That's the top two of my things. We'll pick up 3, 4, and 5 after we take just a bit of a break.
Hey, welcome to Bark Out Loud Comedy Club. Tonight, from New York, give it up for Ms. Fluffy Poodle Fans.
Thank you, thank you. I'm so happy to be here with all you great-looking dogs. Any cats in the audience? All right, glad you're here. So, first time in Sioux Falls. Love it, love it. Everyone is so friendly, maybe a little too friendly. All the sniffing, but that's cool, it's cool. I really love your Pet Stop. Got me a new collar for the show. Your Pet Stop has different collars for different situations. Do we have any pullers in the audience? No? No? Yeah, well, you know who you are. I once needed a special collar because I didn't know how to walk with my owner. I had to wear this crazy harness thing. Did it work? Yeah, because now he wears it. Well, thanks, guys. You've been great. Keep on sniffing and check out Your Pet Stop. They're your neighborhood Fast Stop Pet Stop at 501 East 41st Street. Get in, get out, and be on your way.
Michael Savage, weeknights 8 to 11, Kello. News Talk 1320, 107.9.
Welcome back to our pet show, Your Pet Stop, 221-2738. That's 221-2738, or yourpetstopinc.com. If you'd like to talk with Stacy, relate a story about your pet, ask some questions. She's great at answering, I will tell you. 336-1320 or 1-800-228-4435. And the top two on my five things, ProPak, and also some exciting new toys from Westpaw. Mm-hmm. How about number three?
Number three is going to be our portable water bottle. You know, what's nice about this is it has a hook. You can hook it to anything. It has a bottle that you can fill with whatever water you want. It clicks into something that is considered to be like a portable drink bowl. You know, these are great for hot days when you're out. If your dog takes a run with you, this is a, you know, a simple way to keep water with you, to keep them hydrated. This is just a great option also to have with you out at the campsite, you know. Always safer for your dog to drink bottled or tap water versus having them drink out of the lakes. You know, you just never know. So easy, simple way, good, clean water, always with you. Love it.
You know, we're talking about five things, but it comes to mind that a lot of people keep their pet foods in a basement.
Mm-hmm.
So if they got wet in any way, any suggestions what you do? How wet is wet? Or
right.
If you've got any kind of a mold that might grow from it or anything that might stain it, how could it affect your pet?
You know, best case scenario, I would myself would feel more comfortable to suggest to people to just replace that food. I mean, absolutely, as a first option, I would definitely pour it out of that container or that sack. You could put it in a different one, see how it holds up for a day. But moisture in dog food usually turns into an ugly situation where mold could be a possibility. You know, it could get bacteria in it if it has any of that old dirty flood water, you know, because we need to keep in mind water like that is not sanitary for us, let alone our pets. You know, so best case scenario, replace the food. Just be safe.
Number four.
Number four, we got in some new Measure feed bowls. This is a great bowl. It has the serving size built right into it, so you never have to measure out your food anymore. You know, great for travel, great for home. Great if you have a dog that you're trying to put on a dog diet and you really want to decrease or really monitor how much they're eating. You know, these bowls come in two sizes. I have a 4-cup for a large dog, and I have a 2-cup for a small, smaller dog. I think they're just incredible. I'm super excited about them, and I hope our customers will be as well.
All right. We have 1 through 4. Do you have a number 5, Stacy?
I do. It is our Pet Light Collar Light. These kind of go... just clip right onto your existing dog collar. You can clip them on when you're going out at night. You can take them back off. They're an LED light, so it's super bright. And it glows. It's going to alert people that your dog is there at night. If you're outside, if you're traveling, if you're walking out in the country, you know, it's just going to give people that alert. There's something there. I mean, whenever we're out driving or maneuvering around and we see a light, you know, that always catches attention. Usually it always kind of makes you slow down a little to check it out. Tons of designs and colors, so they should be able to accommodate anything, any collar, any color.
Stacy from your Pet Stop, 221-2738, the number to call. And if you have questions this morning, we know you're a little busy, particularly if you had moisture last night, 336-1320 or 1-800-228-4435. One of the things that we always like to talk about is the training that people have at your Pet Stop and the fact that you have a dog named Annie that kind of makes sure that you guys are trained and you take care of pets.
That's right. All of our girls down there, we get a lot of hands-on training as well as a lot of research that we all individually do for products that we like or new products coming in. You know, whenever a new product is coming in the store or, you know, Doug is considering bringing in a new product, usually our reps that come in will educate us quite a bit on that product, why it's good, how it's rated, what the ingredients are, and what the benefits are of it for your cat or dog. So we do like to consider ourselves pretty educated. And if ever there is a question or a situation that stumps us, we will do the time and put in that research, and we will call around and find those answers, and we will get back to you with them.
I am not surprised by that at all. You are family-owned, and you do have the local side of it that Doug and all the people that are there just want to take care of the pet and make sure that your stop at Pet Stop has been a good one.
Absolutely. We enjoy seeing new people come in, and we enjoy meeting everyone's pet. You know, our regular customers, we enjoy growing with them and their animal, just like, you know, they're our own. And we always do whatever we can to accommodate our customers, make sure that they're happy, and that their food, their treats, their toys, whatever they have going on is working for them. We will take out the time, you know, no matter what it's about, and give them our full attention, get them going good.
Most asked question that you're getting now at your Pet Stop?
Oh, it's by far shedding.
Shedding.
You know, we have a lot of folks that say, you know, hey, don't you think my dog's winter coat should be gone by now? Or, you know, hey, do you think I need a different food for warmer weather? You know, what do you think's going on? You know, and You know, with shedding, basically, you just got to brush, and brush some more. You know, if you have a dog that may not be a dog that requires a lot of grooming, you could still probably get them in and get that de-shed done, which some groomers here in town do, which just take that undercoat out. You know, most of the time, if the food's been working throughout the winter months, it's not going to stop working for the summer months. So chances are, he just needs a little bit more brushing. You could throw in a good fish oil, but most of the time, you know, it's just what they do with seasons change. So.
And they do change, but when we change them in South Dakota, it's been drastic changes.
Drastic. I don't know what's going on. What's happening?
Well, if we don't know, imagine the pets.
Right.
And the concerns that they have. John talking about his animal that took one look outside and wanted to chase the rabbit, and it's a river in the backyard.
Right. I mean, it's, you know, mine last night, I have three, and they wanted to go out after supper. It's their routine to go out, and they couldn't understand why mom wouldn't let them outside. And, you know, they didn't know what was going on. And then it was thundering and dark, and they were just, they just had a real bad nervous night. Real bad.
Okay, you mentioned routine. They're going to be out of the routine. You're going to be out of the routine.
Yeah.
But the pets, they can just sympathize with you, as pets always do, knowing that something is a little different. So how do you make sure that the pets, when it's hard to go out and walk, mm-hmm. get that exercise, get that attention so they know that you still care?
Right. Well, you know, last night with our situation and our water piling up so deeply, you know, it was just a point where I just kind of turned the garage into the yard, and I just let them go out and run and play, and, you know, we just had to improvise. You know, but today with our cleanup going, it's a good time to let them get out, especially if there's an area, you know, if your home or yard was really affected by rain or you have a lot of debris, you know, if you can get to an area that's, you know, nice and kind of cleaned up or safe to walk them in, to just get them out and let them walk and reevaluate, you know, let them see that, you know, things are getting back to normal. It's hard for them to be closed up, and it's hard for us to get out there. And, you know, again, you know, there's nothing good about dirty flood water. So we always want to keep them up and out of that. But if you have an area to get them out into today, or you don't mind some muddy paws, you know, it's a good time to get them out, get them outside.
Be creative. That's the message from your pet stop. We're here. We'll take your calls. We'll give you some specials to talk about and events upcoming that will make the summer a little easier for you and your pet. Up next, though, Fox Business News. It's on the half hour. A part of the It's Your Business series, show number 702 this morning. Stacy is with us. And again, if you need help from your pet stop of any kind, 221-2738. 2738, yourpetstopinc.com. Stacy, we have people that are just joining us this morning. You're talking about a small town, pets working together, kind of go together. Kind of share what you went through last night and what your pets went through.
Well, you know, for most people that seen, you know, I'm obviously from Canton. We had quite a devastating flood come through our community. Today, we're all kind of rallying together to get our little town back together and help those that did lose a lot more than just a little water in the basement. I know the majority of the town, we all have a little damage. You know, my basement is pretty wet. You know, our pets had a rough night with the storms and, you know, unable to get outside or get any relief for themselves because of the water being so high. And, you know, it's just been, it's been a long 24 hours. And, you know, the stress that we go through, our pets go through as well. And, you know, I guess, Bill, we're just at a point where, as of today, our community is just going to start the efforts of a cleanup. And, you know, we're gonna come together and we're going to help each other. And we're going to come back from this better than we were before. And, you know, we're going to give thanks for all of them, all of those rescue workers, you know, all the people that brought in sandbags last night, you know, our firefighters, our police officers that have been up for 24 hours, you know, helping, towing, bringing people in. We're going to give good thanks to them, and we're just going to get back on our feet from this.
You know, as you talked a little earlier about being innovative with your pets, yeah. They normally get to walk at night. You brought up something that I think we should share again, and that dealt with giving them a routine that was a little different but showed that you cared, even with water rising.
Right, right. You know, they know they eat supper and they go out in the yard. And, you know, supper had come and went, and they needed to go, and they wanted to run and play and do their thing. And, you know, I just had to turn the garage into a temporary backyard and let them get out there and throw some toys around and let them burn off that energy and let them have a little fun and, you know, do what they had to do. And, you know, they adjusted all right. They just were like, oh, okay. If this is what we're supposed to do. And, you know, then this morning we were able to get back out on the grass and have a little fresh air. And, you know, I think they've calmed down quite a bit. And we're just kind of getting back to what we can.
You know, what I can tell from the way you've told the story, and I wanted to hear it again, was that as bad as it was with the water in the house, you wanted to make it as good as you could for your pets.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I know, you know, we were stressed out sitting in the dark and thinking, you know, what, you know, can't plug in a shop vac, can't run anything, you know, do we bail water? Do we just let it rise? And, you know, and you could see the nerves going on in the dogs and it would thunder and lightning and they would kind of freak out. And so, you know, best case scenario is we had to calm down and kind of get into routine so they would be calm enough to, you know, get some food ate up and, you know, get them out and let them play and get their mind off stuff and get them tired so we could get them down for the night and just bunker in and go to bed and see what morning brings us.
As we talked about in the remodeling show just before us, this too will pass.
Absolutely.
So as you look at what else you can do, you've got some events coming up, which maybe will help people plan ahead over the next 10 to 12 days.
Yeah. You know, this is exciting for me. For the store, we're going to have a microchip clinic at your pet stop. We're actually going to host it on Saturday, June 28th from 1 to 3 p.m. The idea of microchipping, I think, is incredible. You know, it's kind of, to me, a microchip for a dog is like your fingerprint as a human. It's going to always be with you, and it's always going to identify you. The Sioux Falls Canine Rescue is actually going to be hosting the clinic. The only thing with this clinic is it's not going to be like our usual where you just come in and it's available. We are asking that if you're interested in the event that you please register prior to the day of the clinic because they are limited to how many microchips are available. You know, the cost is $25. This is going to include a lifetime registration, the chip implantation, a tag for your pet collar stating they are microchipped, and an identification card. You know, 100% of these proceeds will benefit the Sioux Falls Canine Rescue. You know, if you have any questions, you can give us a call. If you're curious if we still have some spots open, which, yes, we do, you know, go ahead, give us a call. Find out what you need to do. But basically, you know, just get registered. You know, get your $25 paid. And then on the 28th of June, on Saturday, between 1 and 3, you just stop down when it's convenient for you, and they'll go ahead and get that chip implanted.
How important is the Sioux Falls Canine Rescue to you?
You know, this is a rescue that does great things. It's ran by a gal named Allison. You know, what sets this rescue apart is she will go to great lengths to take in any dog. You know, they're a group of volunteers. They're always placing dogs into foster homes. The rescue provides the dogs with all the veterinarian treatments, procedures, and preventative care that they need prior to being adopted. They actually go into private homes so that they can heal and relax while they're waiting to be adopted. Again, you know, Sioux Falls Canine Rescue made up of strictly volunteers. They raise money to care for all their dogs. They go to great lengths to place them in homes. They rely on their foster homes and volunteers and and donations in order to continue to care for these dogs that deserve another shot at life. You know, what also is great about the Sioux Falls Canine Rescue is that they will accept into rescue any canine who is either abandoned in a shelter or living with an owner who can no longer supply care. They participate in rescue, medical treatment, placement of all canine dogs who are pulled from puppy mills or purchased at puppy mill auctions. They never euthanize as a means of population control. And they actually will rescue or take in a dog within a 250-mile radius of Sioux Falls. So that covers some major areas. You know, if you have any interest in helping or volunteering, or you want to, you know, see what she's got for animals that would love a forever home, you can contact Allison at www.siouxfallscaninerescue.org or sfcaninerescue@hotmail.com.
The puppy mill situation is always something that anybody that deals with pets, anybody that loves pets, it bothers.
Oh, it's terrible. You know, some of these dogs, you know, they can be 1 year old and already having, you know, more than one litter, which they shouldn't at all be having. Some of them, you know, get rescued. They're 2, 3, 4, 5 years old, and they don't even know what grass under their paws are. They don't know what human touch is. They don't even know what toys or treats are. They are just, you know, I mean, it's devastating to see. These dogs have to go a long ways to, I guess, get to the point where they can trust a human, you know, because nothing good has ever come from a human for these dogs. And that's sad. These dogs are part of our lives. They give us forever companionship, unconditional love. You know, they fill voids for people who, you know, maybe are missing a loved one, or, you know, who knows? Who knows anyone's story? But these dogs are our blessings in our lives. And so to see them being abused or used for profit is very sad. So rescues that go in and save these dogs are living angels to these animals. And those of us that rescue them and adopt them and bring them into our home, you know, that takes a person with a big heart, and that takes a person who's willing to put forth a lot of work. And it's amazing.
Stacy, from your pet stop, and as I think you can understand, she's very much touched by the animals that she works with, very much touched by the people that come in that want to take the best care of the pets. If you have questions for your pet stop, you don't have to go on a radio station to ask that question. You can call 221-2738. That's 221-2738. Or you can go online. I would guess that your website, yourpetstopinc.com, provides good information and would let people go in a lot of different directions and communicate right back with your pet stop.
Absolutely. And, you know, one of our gals, Mary, that's working down there with us, she's running our Facebook page, and you know, anytime someone throws up a comment or responds to it, she's right there quick to respond. So
your pet stop is located where?
We're at 501 East 41st Street, you know, between the sections of Minnesota Avenue and Cliff Avenue. Real easy to pull in, quick to get what you need, always there for your questions or concerns. So we enjoy seeing new faces, and we enjoy all of our regular customers, and always enjoy our four-legged friends.
Okay, you enjoy, but you don't treat, you don't keep, but you do provide assistance for.
We do. We don't board. We don't groom. We just feed them, spoil them, and love them. And recommend other places for grooming and boarding.
Well, now you can add a little something else, expert in monsoon season, because the advice, and I think John would agree. John's had a chance to listen this morning, and had a chance to meet Stacy. I think we've got a caring individual here for pets that's an advocate that people could talk to and will want to talk to.
I think your dogs are better trained pretty well.
You know, I think you're right on track with that. Your pet stop. And again, 221-2738, yourpetstopinc.com. Keep that in mind. Any questions you have about food, any questions that you might have about your pet, What you do in rainy weather. That was as creative. I didn't know where you were going to go with that. And it was like, just have to sit there and look at the dog or the cat looking back at you. You didn't do that. You took them out. You gave them some exercise, kept them busy, and gave them something that said, you know, I'm going to take care of you through all of that little wet stuff that's outside.
Absolutely. The routine kept going forward, and we just kept on doing what we do best, playing, eating, sleeping, and hanging out.
We're going to talk more about all of those, talk about some specials for the month, and take any questions that you might have. Don't be bashful this morning. The weather has affected the pets as much as it's affected us. So feel free to call us at 336-1320.
Hey, welcome to Bark Out Loud Comedy Club. Tonight, from New York, give it up for Ms. Fluffy Poodle Pants.
Thank you, thank you. I'm so happy to be here with all you great-looking dogs. Any cats in the audience? All right, glad you're here. So, first time in Sioux Falls. Love it, love it. Everyone is so friendly. Maybe a little too friendly. All the sniffing, but that's cool, it's cool. I really love your pet stop. Got me a new collar for the show. Your pet stop has different collars for different situations. Do we have any pullers in the audience? No? No? Yeah, well, you know who you are. I once needed a special collar because I didn't know how to walk with my owner. I had to wear this crazy harness thing. Did it work? Yeah, because now he wears it. Well, thanks, guys. You've been great. Keep on sniffing and check out Your Pet Stop, the Your Neighborhood Fast Stop Pet Stop at 501 East 41st Street. Get in, get out, and be on your way.
Rush Limbaugh, weekdays 11 to 2. Kello, News Talk 1320, 107.9.
We need to talk about Angela Gillespie in our commercials. Somebody that cares for pets and cares for your pet stuff.
Yeah, she does amazing stuff. You know, she puts together some great commercials. She's always coming down, checking out our new products, seeing what's going on, and she does a lot for us. We really have a lot of respect and love for her.
That's the way it should be. June sales. You've got some things that people should know about this morning. And again, you can call on these specials, 221-2738, or go online, yourpetstopinc.com.
Yeah. You know, every month we like to showcase a food. In the month of June, we're all about neutral, natural choice dog foods. Well, and cat. I shouldn't always be so for the dogs.
You do that, don't you?
Gosh, I'm terrible, Bill. But, you know, our neutral natural choice foods, we're going to give you $2 off small bags, $3 off medium bags, $5 off your large bags. You know, all our neutral natural crunchy treats, which are probably one of our most favorite, are 30% off right now. We do got the neutral natural choice cat cans for 50 cents. And my world's best scented litter in 7 and 14-pound bags are 15% off right now. So good price on those.
All right. One of the things that I think has been effective with your communication in this show is people that are looking to adopt a pet. And you guys have put together 10 most common things that you should ask before adopting a new friend. And we've talked about rabbits at Easter. We've talked about pets that you probably shouldn't get. I think this is time well spent, particularly in the summertime where kids are out of school and they're looking for a pet. But how will they do during school?
Right. You know, we got to keep that in mind. In the summer, we got a lot of extra time. But, you know, for most of us, we have a routine and it's a pretty rigorous one. And we got to stay on track. So, you know, when you're thinking about bringing in any kind of animal, you know, you always need to make sure to ask yourself why you want a pet. You need to really analyze your lifestyle so you can find one that fits into your daily routine. You know, you need to sit down with your entire family and make sure everyone's on board because it's not a one-man job. It's an entire family that needs to come together and really, you know, do everything to take care of the pet, feeding, grooming, walking, playing, all of it. You know, to me, the most important thing, do your research on the breed. You know, if you go on, you look up a breed, it's going to tell you their personalities, their traits. You know, see if this dog fits in. Is it a hyper dog? Is it one that just wants to lay around, be a couch potato? You know, what fits into your life? You know, don't be impulsive. Don't buy it because it looks cute or it looks sad. You know, once you adopt it, you know, you got to be kind of realistic that there's going to be learning curves for you and for the animal. You know, stick to your rules. Don't make rules and then break them just for the spur of a moment. A dog always needs a routine, and they live by those routines. There's a purpose for them, you know, and be patient. You know, settling in will take time. Accidents will happen. But, you know, once you get on that routine, you get those rules established and you decide who's going to do what, and you keep moving forward with this pet, he's going to be the greatest asset to your family, and he's going to, you know, make you happy. You're going to make him happy, and you guys are going to have a great life. So always a good way, you know, to blend in is do your research.
So I guess it's easy. You just follow those rules and then just give them table scraps, right?
Oh, absolutely not. Then you call your pet stop or you come down and you say, hey, what do you think's a great food for my dog? And we start with our basic questions and we get you going on some good stuff.
I would bet that. At Stacy from your Pet Stop talking with us this morning, as we do once a month in the 10 to 11 o'clock hour. The food that we have talked about, there are some things that work, some things that don't work.
Right.
And sometimes you've got animals that are going to fight over food. Sometimes they shouldn't be fighting over food. One's younger, one's older, one has more needs than another.
Right. You know, it's always nice if you have multiple dogs that you can be on one nice diet. But sometimes that doesn't happen, you know, and in most cases, just because we don't want to, you know, cross-contaminate foods, you know, if you have one on a grain-free or one's a senior or one's a puppy or whatever's going on, or you've got, you know, you've got that that competitive eating cycle, you know, best thing you can do is just separate feedings. You know, I've had to do that myself where my two older ones would eat when I would put the little one outside to go potty, and then I would switch them out. The old ones would be done. They would go out. The little guy would come in, and he would eat. You know, and nothing wrong with that. Sometimes that's going to be your most beneficial and successful, you know, way to go about that.
Kelp. How important is kelp?
I love kelp, especially for
Why
folks.
Why do you love kelp?
Because, you know, it's an all-natural bill and 70 vitamins and minerals. I feel like dogs that take in kelp are probably healthier than me. Probably healthier than me on a Centrum or something. I mean, they get so much. Plus, you know, they can do one that has the hip and joint formula. They can do one that has the probiotics, which is just a good bacteria eating ugly stuff. You know, super important, especially if your dog eats a raw diet or like I have, you know, my dogs are strictly canned dogs. They've kind of 86 the kibble and put up a war with me, and they won. They won.
Really? I can't believe anybody would win.
Oh, he won. He even had the vet backing him up. He went so many days on a strike. So he won, you know. It was a hard fight. I gave it my all, and in the end, I lost, and he eats canned food. And so I like to add a little kelp because, you know, I want to make sure he's got everything he needs. And I love the fact that he gets such a nice dose of glucosamine and chondroitin because he's at that senior point. He's about 9 and a half, 10 years old. So he's ready. He needs it.
Well, we're doing it again. We can't forget the cats.
You know, I know. I'm terrible. I don't have anything against cats. I just feel like...
The cats know.
I feel like, you know, one thing with cats is, you know... The two basic things, like I always tell my customers, they need meat, they need moisture. You know, I like seeing a cat on a grain-free diet because it's got a higher end of protein. It's got more meat in it. You know, I like seeing my cat family add a little wet food, especially if their cat doesn't lap a lot of water. And, hey, I did bring in some new Kong toys for the cats, and they're pretty super exciting, and I do love them as well. So I forgot to mention that, but I do have some new toys for our cats. And, you know, cats, I just feel like they're just so much more simpler when it comes to their issues compared to our canine friends that seem to have so much more. So I still got lots of cool stuff for them.
gum problems, missing teeth. There are ways to help.
Yeah. You know, you can always soften a kibble. You can buy a senior food, which most of our senior foods actually look like a little Cheerio. So it's easier for them to break down and eat that food. There's always the option of going can or mixing. There's even that option of a raw diet, which is going to be super soft. You know, multiple ways to handle that as well. You know, to me, you're not losing any nutrition if you have to moisten the food or, you know, if you have to add in something soft to help accommodate your dog with the missing teeth to eat.
Frozen treats would seem to be the time of year we ought to be thinking frozen, cool down our animals.
Right, right. And, you know, I did bring in some primal raw marrow bones, which I think are a great, nice, cool treat in our freezer. We got some dog yogurt going on down at your pet stop now that we've brought in. Also, you know, you can always make your own. You can always freeze a little peanut butter or a little yogurt in an ice cube tray. Give them nice cold treats. Super rewarding, super nice on a hot day, and still they get a little nutrition from that.
It's a time of year where dogs are and cats.
I
almost broke into that habit there, Stacey.
Don't turn into me, Bill.
And you do want to have the animals ready for travel. How do you make them comfortable for travel? And, of course, dogs, it's a time of year where you start looking at hunting in the fall, which isn't far away.
Right, right. You know, when you travel, most important thing is, you know, I like to see people crate their dogs when they travel. You never know. You never know when you're going to get in an accident. It's gonna help them. They're going to have that security. They're going to have that protection. And they're not going to be a distraction to you hopping around the car. You know, always make sure that you have the food and water. Always make sure that you stop, give them breaks, let them out, let them run their legs a little, have that drink. You know, super important. We do have a lot of customers that come down and they do have a lot of breeds that are going to be hunting dogs, you know, and it's good to start off slow, get them out walking, get them used to distance. Again, keep them hydrated. It's very, very warm out. You know, just look after them, make sure that, you know, they're getting everything they need out there.
You mentioned earlier, one of the things that you can do with pets is board them.
Absolutely.
If you can't travel on Lincoln County roads, you can't board them. But today might be a little better. They opened the roads between Sioux Falls
right.
and Canton about 8:30 this morning.
Right.
We have another round of storms. Boarding them could be an option.
You know, boarding could be an option. You know, if you have a lot going on, or you're just simply traveling, they can't accommodate with you. You know, some of us, we're going to be doing a lot of work in our homes. You know, sometimes it's safer for them, and sometimes it's just easier for you and what you have going on, you know, to just board them for a couple days. Bring their food, call ahead, get them scheduled, you know, make sure they're up to date on their shots and you got their shot records, because most boarding places are going to want to see those, you know, and just assure yourself that they're in a safe, nice, dry location.
Now, if they're running around in your garage, you don't need this, but once you get them back outside, the reflective safety vests might
yep.
be a reason to keep them safe.
Exactly. You know, those work great if you're a night runner. Those, I think, should just be something every dog has if they're going to be out hunting. You know, we as people, when we're out in the fields hunting or walking, you know, we wear reflective gear. Why wouldn't your pet?
Makes sense to me. We're in our last minute and a half. I would like for you, particularly with the weather being what it is, to mm-hmm. take a minute and kind of do a quick summary as to things that people ought to consider to help get not only you, but your pets through this trying time.
Right. You know, again, try to keep them on the schedule as best as you can. You know, if you have an area where you just can't have your pet right now, if your garage is dry or you know a nice area where it would be safe to get out and walk them, you know, get out there and do that. Make sure you got fresh, clean water for them. You know, rainwater, you never know. You don't really want them drinking it up. And, you know, do everything you can just to kind of keep them on routine, you know. I mean, it's hard. We're all going through our different times from the storm, but it's doable.
And if your pet food got wet?
You know, my best thing is just please replace it. Just please replace it.
Stacy, you played injured this morning. You were here. You went through water in your house. It was difficult for you to get here. You came, you talked, you provided information to help others. God bless you.
Thank you.
That.
Thank
your
you,
pet
Bill.
Stop is located at 501 East 41st, 221-2738, the number to call, or go online, yourpetstopinc.com. It'll dry up. It will pass, Stacy.
It will.
For now, our time's up. Thank you for yours.